December the 18th. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. This is how Jesus Christ was born. Mary, his mother, had given to Joseph in marriage, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, made plans to divorce her in all secrecy. He was an upright man, and in no way did he want to discredit her. While he was pondering over this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She has conceived by the Holy Spirit, and now she will bear a son. You shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this happened in order to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and bear a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do, and he took his wife to his home. The commentary today is from Father Antoni Carol y Ostens, from Sant Cugat del Vallès, in Catalonia. Today, the Liturgy of the Word invites us to think of the wonderful example St. Joseph gives us. He was extremely sensitive towards Mary, his betrothed. There is no doubt that both were excellent people, in love with each other like no other couple. However, it is plain to see that the Almighty wanted their love to go through some very demanding circumstances. Pope John Paul II wrote that Christianity is a surprise from a God who has taken sides with his creature. As a matter of fact, he has taken the initiative. To come to this world, he has not waited for us to deserve it. He proposes his initiative. He does not impose it upon us. It is as though God asked us for permission. To Mary, he proposed, never imposed anything, the vocation of being the Mother of God. As St. Anselm says, "He who had the power to create everything from nothing had refused to rebuild what had been desecrated if Mary had not agreed to it." But God not only is asking us for permission, he also wants us to take part in his plans, to make a heroic contribution. And so it was for Mary and Joseph. In fact, the Christ child needed parents. Even more so, he needed his parents' heroism, for they had to go to extremes to defend the life of the little Redeemer. What is really beautiful is that Mary revealed only a few details of her childbearing. Such an important fact is reported in just 2 verses. On the other hand, she was more explicit when speaking of Joseph's thoughtfulness towards her. The fact was that before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. And in order not to risk discrediting her, he would have preferred to disappear discreetly and to renounce her love, something that was socially unfavorable to him. Thus, before the law of charity had ever been proclaimed, St. Joseph was already practicing it. Mary and his loving intentions to her was his law.